Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roughneck swing glue drum method from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with that jungle and old school DNB energy. The idea is not just to add swing, we're going for that loose but controlled feel, where the groove has movement on the edges, but the center still hits like a machine. Think of it like this: tight kick and snare in the middle, then ghost hats, break slices, and little percussion answers dancing around them. That push and pull is what makes the drums feel alive. And the cool part is, we're going to build it using mostly stock Ableton tools, so you can recreate this in any project. First, open a blank Live 12 project and set the tempo somewhere in the classic zone. For old school jungle, I'd start around 170 to 174 BPM. If you wanted a little more rolling and modern, you can drop closer to 168 or 170. Create a MIDI track and load up a drum rack. Now we need a raw drum palette. Keep it simple. One strong kick, one snappy snare, a chopped break or break fragment, a closed hat, maybe an open hat, and one small percussion sound like a tick, ride, or shaker. If you already have amen or think break material, great. If not, use simpler in one-shot mode, drag in a break sample, and duplicate it onto a few pads so you can treat different slices like separate hits. Before we get fancy, build the backbone. That means the kick and snare pattern. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Put the kick on beat 1. Then add another kick or ghost kick around beat 3. In a 2-bar loop, you can repeat that foundation and then vary one element in the second bar so it doesn't feel too looped. This is important. Don't start by swinging everything. Keep the main snare pretty locked in. In a lot of jungle and old school DNB, the groove feels swung because of what's happening around the snare, not because the snare is wildly late. Once the backbone is there, start layering chopped break pieces on top. Add little hits around the grid, offbeat hats, small snare ghosts before the main snare, tiny kick pickups between the main hits, and break slices that land just behind the beat. This is where the roughneck vibe starts to show up. But remember, not every extra hit should be loud. In fact, the quieter notes are often what make the groove feel human. Try main kick velocities around 100 to 120, main snare around 110 to 127, and ghost notes much lower, maybe 20 to 60. Those differences in accent are what make the pattern feel glued instead of messy. Now let's talk about timing, because this is the heart of the method. In Ableton's MIDI editor, keep your main kick and snare tight, but nudge certain ghost hats and break slices slightly late. Sometimes just a few milliseconds is enough. Let some hat hits sit behind the beat. Maybe push a ghost snare a little late, and if a break slice feels too neat, drag it back just a touch. That micro timing creates a real push-pull groove. It feels like the beat is leaning forward while still staying locked in. If you want to use groove pull, do it lightly. This is where a lot of people overdo it, and suddenly the drums sound like they're floating away. Pick a swing or MPC-style groove template, then keep the timing amount subtle, maybe 10 to 25%. Random should stay low, and velocity should only get a tiny touch if needed. Apply groove mostly to hats, break slices, and percussion. Leave the kick and main snare mostly alone so the track still has a spine. Next comes velocity shaping, which is huge in jungle. A lot of the old school feel comes from uneven accents. Strong hit, softer hit, strong hit, ghost hit. That kind of pattern creates a stop-start energy that feels alive. In the MIDI editor, go through your ghost notes and pull them down. Then vary them manually so they don't all land with the same energy. If every hat and break slice has the same velocity, the groove flattens out fast. Now we can start gluing the sound together with processing. On the kick, use EQA to clean up sub-rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz, and if needed, add a small boost in the low end around 50 to 80 Hz. If the kick is muddy, cut a little around 200 to 350 Hz. After that, saturator with soft clip-on can help add weight without making the kick huge and blurry. You can also try a little drum bus if the kick needs more punch, but keep it subtle. On the snare, use EQA to remove low rumble, add body around 180 to 250 Hz, and bring in some crack around 2 to 5 khz if it needs more bite. A little saturator can thicken it up. If you want a touch of compression, a glue compressor with a slowish attack and medium release can help it sit in place, but only aim for a couple dB of gain reduction. The snare should still feel alive. For break chops, clean them up with EQ and maybe an auto filter if they're too bright or harsh. A little drum bus can add character and transient shaping, but again, we're not trying to flatten the breaks. We want grit, not mush. Once the individual sounds are behaving, route the whole kit to a drum group or bus. This is where the real glue happens. On the drum bus, try a cleanup EQ first, then a glue compressor with a medium attack and auto or medium release, and keep the compression light. 1 to 3 dB of reduction is usually plenty. After that, a little drum bus and a touch of saturator can add cohesion and attitude. The point here is to make the drums feel like one living machine, not a bunch of separate samples. One thing people forget is tail control and spacing. In jungle, the space between hits matters just as much as the hits themselves. If kick tails are too long, they can smear into the snare. If break slices overlap badly, the groove turns to mud. So trim your samples, use fade handles, shorten the tails and simpler if needed, and make sure ghost notes aren't crowding the low end. Clean spacing makes the swing feel way more intentional. Now let's make the loop feel like a proper edit instead of a static pattern. A lot of great jungle rhythms work best as 8-bar or 16-bar evolving sections. Start with a stripped groove, then add more break detail after a few bars, then maybe pull the kick out briefly for tension, and bring everything back with a fill. You can add a reversed slice, a short snare fill, a dropped hat for half a bar, or one extra ghost kick before a transition. The goal is to keep the loop moving without losing its identity. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't swing everything equally. If every note is late, the groove loses its backbone. Don't slam groove pool too hard, or the pattern will start sounding sloppy instead of rough. Don't overpack the same frequency range with kicks, breaks, and bass all fighting each other. And don't ignore velocity, because flat velocity gives you a flat groove every time. If you want a darker, heavier old-school DNB vibe, make the offbeats a little darker. Low pass some hats, soften bright break slices, and let the snare dominate the center. A thick snare with body around 180 to 250 Hz and a sharp top crack is a great anchor for this style. Also, leave negative space before drops. Even a half bar of reduced drums can make the return feel massive. And make sure your bass line answers the drums instead of stepping all over them. Jungle and DNB really come alive when bass and drums have a call and response relationship. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 2-bar roughneck swing loop using one kick, one snare, one break sample, and one hat. Keep the snare on 2 and 4. At least 4 ghost notes. Give every ghost note a different velocity. Apply groove pool lightly. Then process the drum bus with EQ8, glue compressor, and saturator. When you listen back, ask yourself, does the snare punch through? Do the ghost notes feel human? Is the swing subtle but obvious? And is there enough space between the hits? If yes, you're on the right track. One final coaching tip. Think in layers, not one loop. The strongest roughneck grooves usually come from a stable anchor, a loose break layer, and tiny answer hits that react to the main rhythm. And don't feel like you have to quantize the whole thing perfectly. If a few notes are imperfect but the groove feels right, leave them. That's often where the character lies. So to recap, anchor the kick and snare, place break chops and ghost notes around the grid, use micro timing, shape velocity, apply light groove, glue the kit with bus processing, and arrange the pattern into a moving jungle edit. Hard center, swinging edges, tight processing, and dynamic space. That's the roughneck swing glue method, and it's a killer way to get that classic jungle and old-school DNB head nod energy in Ableton Live 12. If you want, the next step can be a bar-by-bar MIDI example or a full Ableton device chain layout for the rack.